is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The U.S. Forest Service is encouraging hikers to check local information before hitting the trails because some trailheads may be closed. In the meantime, Jefferson County open space trails are open. Ranger Mary Ann Bunnell says people should not recreate if they feel sick.
Think about, how am I feeling today? If you're feeling off, if you're not feeling well, if you're sick, don't come. It's just too much of a risk, and you're risking other people who are trying to get out and have some sanity.
Hikers will notice changes at open recreation areas. Jeffco Open Space put up signs discouraging groups larger than four from hiking. State parks have closed playgrounds, campgrounds, and camping facilities. Colorado vape shops are sharply criticizing the new statewide stay-at-home orders. Vape shops are not considered an essential service and have to close. One trade group says instead the shops should be treated like marijuana dispensaries and liquor stores and be allowed to stay open. A spokeswoman for the Rocky Mountain Smoke-Free Alliance says in a statement that responsible adult vaping consumption is an essential service. She worries that former smokers may end up buying cigarettes from convenience stores. A virtual public meeting rescheduled by the town of Avon is set to start this hour. The first attempt to hold the meeting on Tuesday was hacked, forcing it to be canceled. Mayor Sarah Smith-Himes described the disruption as malicious. In a statement, she asked the public to be patient while the council figures out how to provide public meetings online without being vulnerable to hackers. The council was set to discuss a postponement of sales tax payments for local businesses. You are listening to CPR News. I'm Corey Jones.